In Columbus, Ohio, a former police officer is facing a murder charge in the shooting death of a black man last December. Officer Adam Coy shot and killed Andre Hill about 10 seconds after he encountered him in a neighbor's garage. Coy said he thought Hill had a gun, but really, he was just holding a cell phone. Coy and the other officer on the scene did not turn on their body cameras until after the shooting. They also failed to render aid to Hill. Here's Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost at a press conference yesterday.
Truth is the best friend of justice. And the grand jury here found the truth. Andre Hill should not be dead.
Earlier this week, the Columbus City Council unanimously passed Andre's Law, which would require officers to turn their body cameras on as soon as they get out of their vehicles. It would also require officers to administer aid after use of force. Joining us now is Columbus City Council President Shannon Hardin. Mr. Hardin, first of all, your reaction to Adam Coy's indictment, was it the right call?
Well, it was certainly the right call, Peter. This is partial justice for Andre Hill, and I say that because an indictment does not mean conviction, and secondly, because Andre Hill should still be with us today. And so I'm thinking about his family and our community who lost a good man unnecessarily to police violence.
Well, speaking of his family, soon after Andre Hill was killed, his daughter Carissa was the one who called for legislation that would ensure that this never happens to anybody else. Do you think Andre's Law fulfills her call?
I spoke at Mr. Hill's funeral, and I promised Carissa and Shauna and his grandbabies that we would get this done. And in about 35 days, we passed this bill unanimously, and we also strengthened parts of it. So the family wanted to make sure that, yes, if you show up to a scene, that you turn on the body-worn cameras. Secondly, the inhumane actions of allowing someone to lay on the ground and die without doing the other part of their sworn duty in terms of preserving life was unacceptable. So we also found that that could be a criminal charge, not just a disciplinary charge. And any time that a police call comes out that there has been an officer-involved shooting, the call taker is now instructed to call and send medical transport to the scene, regardless of if a police officer makes the call or not. That is all trying to make sure that there is some justice in this case, that this family knows that Andre Hill's legacy lives on, and that we don't have another Andre Hill in Columbus. This is the work of police reform, and this council is committed to even more police reform, because we need to make sure that regardless of where you live, and certainly whatever the color of your skin, that you know you'll get the adequate and competent response when you are in your hour of need.
Oh, with respect, some of those changes seem so basic. I mean, this death could have been prevented if those laws were already on the books. I mean, why weren't the police already required to do something as simple as offer aid if they shoot somebody? And why didn't they have to already turn on their body cameras as soon as they got out of their cars?
You know, I think this speaks to the issue of why we're having these conversations for reform. And I would admit that in many large cities like Columbus, we did not heed those calls for reform early enough. And so, you know, we are living in a moment of time brought to us by the folks that took to the streets and by the families that said enough is enough, that gave us the political space and the will of the people to actually get these sweeping reforms done that will hopefully keep folks safe going forward.
Shannon Hardin is president of the Columbus City Council in Ohio. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.